In previous lecture, I compared Zazen practice and usual everyday activity. In usual activity, as you know, our effort is directed to outside. And our activity is concentrated on some particular things. This activity of particularize something create many things. But this kind of creativity is at the same time creates some fear. This creativity will result some feeling, whether it is good or bad, a good and bad feeling we will have. Before before you do, if before the concentration happens to you, your mind is just vague, and something your mind is something which you don't know. You do not have any feeling about yourself. But once you have involved in something, or you are concentrated on something, there your mind will crystallize and you will have some clear idea of yourself subjectively and objectively. That subjective crystallized self reflects, projects itself to the objective world, and you have some clear objects within your mind. There you have various feeling about the object. But as that object is the projected of mind of yourself, that that you do, if that feeling is good, or object is good, you will naturally cling to it. That's when you cling to some object, it means you are clinging to yourself at the same time, because that object is the projected self. And if it, that attachment will result you some fear. If it is good, because you attach to it, you try not to lose it. But nothing is permanent. Everything is changing. So, even though you cling to it, that object will change. Even though you know that you have fear of losing it, in this way, the more your mind is particularized or crystallized, you will have at the same time uneasiness. That is what will result by your effort in its ordinary sense. While Zazen practice will not result this kind of fear or attachment. Our effort will be directed the opposite direction. So, the more you practice our way, the more your mind resume your fundamental state, vague, where there is no feeling, and where you do not think anything, no discrimination, no attachment, and no fear. This kind of this is the difference between Zazen practice, the effort in your Zazen practice, and the effort in your ordinary activity. I said sometime I remember I said something you know, very extraordinary you know, even though you die, nothing will happen. even the earth is, you know, broken piece by piece, nothing will happen, I said. If you practice Zazen, your mind will resume where nothing, before nothing happens. In our mind, there is no star, no earth, no sun, nothing whatsoever. But everything will come out from that nothingness, where there is nothing. So even though we pass away, we die, if we know that all of us can arise from this nothingness, to die is to come back to the source of life. So for everything to appear means the possibility of resuming original state from where we appear. We live in the realm of time and space. Even though the earth disappears, space exists, time exists. As long as the space exists, time exists, something will happen in time and space. So as long as time and space is here, is there, there is nothing to be afraid of, even though there is no form appears in this time and space. No one can doubt that there is time and space. But according to Dogen Zenji, this kind of understanding is not deep enough. But tentatively, we can acknowledge, we can deny that the time and the space is here. So, why do we have fear of losing ourselves? Even though our form will disappear. As long as time and space exist, it's all right. Nothing will happen. One after another, something will appear. Actually, which does not appear, which does not disappear, does not exist. Because we disappear, we are quite sure about our existence. If we do not disappear, we don't know what we are. Maybe more than ghost. If we, exist forever, we should be afraid of ourselves. You don't know where to go. But fortunately, we disappear, we die. So, as long as we die, it is obvious that we exist in the realm of time and space. So, we are completely saved. Even though you cannot deal with your fear, nothing happens to you. Even though you go insane, that's all right. Because we are normal, we have that kind of fear that we have the possibility of going insane is should be lucky. We should be lucky to have possibility of going insane. But usually, we are trying not to be insane. That is opposite effort to our zazen effort. We rather practice zazen to go to insane. Enjoy the possibility of going insane. It means, we are alive. We are human beings. There's no possibility for dog and cat to be insane. Because we are human beings, we should dress up in some way. If we go insane, we'll walk around without any dress. If we do so, you think, if we do so, it may be terrible. We don't want to do so. That is, human being. But for cats and dogs, there is no such fear. whatever happened to us, you know. After all, if we know what is our life completely, and where we go completely, there is no fear whatsoever. But you will be very sorry for someone. Who lost his ordinary activity of their mind. Because partly they are insane and partly they are not. They are still human beings. And so he will make best effort to be human. But he cannot do that. Even though he wants to be human, for him it is not possible because he lost his control. But even though you are in the same condition. For you, there is nothing to be afraid of. As old Zen Master said, if fire comes, you should be burned. If the water comes, you should be drowned. And that is our way. So whatever happens to you, as long as you know the bottom of the suffering, bottom of the fear, you feel quite safe. When you do not know the bottom of it, there you have real fear. You don't know what to do with yourself. Even before you go, before you die, you don't know how to live in this moment when you think of it. But as long as you know what will happen to you after your death, there's nothing to be afraid of. Our practice is to resume our original state of being, which is universal. All the being in the world, or in the cosmic scale. In a space, time and space. Dogen Zenji said, think unthinkable. We think, but direction of our thinking is opposite. Instead of trying to attain something, we try to forget. Instead of keep thinking, we try to stop thinking. What you will acquire through this kind of this practice will be tremendous, and every activity should be based on this kind of readiness of your mind. So all the practice, Rinzai or Soto, or five schools of Zen, or seven schools of Zen, and many other practice should be based on this power. In old time, in ancient time, the people practiced applied various way in a practice. Sometimes they meditate on a white skeleton. Sometimes they meditate on water, or sometimes they practiced Zazen to attain detachment, thinking filthy bag containing dung and stomach and many nasty things within it. Even a beautiful person contains many things in her. So we are all a bag of filthy things. To forget someone who cannot get married, that's it. Thinking about that. Actually, they did it. There are many kinds of practice for us. You are just laughing at them, but if you are in the same situation, you will do it. But in America, this kind of thing will never happen. All those practice, when it's based on this true way of Zazen, it works. But as long as those practice is directed to one way only, it doesn't work. Because this, the attainment by this way of practice is something is missing, and that is only delusion for us. It is not real. So true understanding of Zazen is necessary. Whatever practice you apply, if you do not understand our way as it is, our way of life as it is, evolution of living being is going on in the course of specializing the original nature. You know, something like our human life started from some a kind of amoeba, you know, in the muddy pond, in which something was lived, and they divide their body into and four and eight. In that way, our life started. The more and more our life specialized as a human being or animal or a plant, the more our life is specialized, the more complicated our life activity become. So a human being has more complicated life. Human being has the more complicated life. So to be divided or to be specialized means to evolve ourselves. Evolution of life going in this way. nowadays, we have very complicated life. But in this direction, as long as we are making effort to reach the moon or the Venus, if that is only way we know, there is no hope for us to be to attain liberation. The other day, the last year, the year before last year, I went to Yosemite and saw a waterfall. I was watching it. It was one sheet of white cross hanging on the rock. But a part of it, separated from by the rock, part of the water separated from the rock and falling down. When I saw it, I felt very sorry for the separated water. It was almost going to be mist, but still water. If it become completely mist, there will be no problem for it. But they are not mist yet, and water. So it has to travel 1,000 feet, all the way down to the bottom. If, when if I didn't see that separated vortex, I have that kind of feeling for the water. But separation from the original source creates some feeling for us. The evolution of life creates many problems for us. So, regret. I'm not regretful about our civilization to enjoy this civilization. I enjoy it very much. But at the same time, we should know that there is no complete freedom or complete renunciation in this kind of civilization. Only when we know that even though evolution of life brought our individual life to this point where we have many fears, we know how to resume our original life, source of life. Then, we can enjoy this civilization at the top of evolution of life activity. But without this kind of understanding, we cannot enjoy anything. When you are involved in it, you may be all right. But what will happen to next time? You will be very regretful. In Chinese character, in Zazen, we should get rid of, or we should be in Zazen, our mind should not be in state of contamination, or in the state of sleepiness. You know, if we are sleeping, we cannot practice that. But on the other hand, if our mind is state of agitation, or a state of extreme joy, we cannot practice our way. And describing this extreme joy, Chinese people used two words, two characters. One is culminating joy. One is culmination of joy. And one character is regretfulness. This is very, you know, it describes to the point. If the culmination of joy happens to us, next moment will be the regret. So, if we do not know how to resume the source of life, what we will have is the culminating joy and regretfulness. We cannot enjoy our life in its true sense without this practice. And that is why Dogen Zenji put emphasis on this practice. It does not mean to slide the other practice. But if we forget this point, whatever practice it may be, it doesn't work. It doesn't help us in its true sense. On the other hand, if we understand at this point to apply whatever way you apply, way of practice you apply, it will work. in this way to open up your mind for everything and to be ready for accepting various difficulties. It's the purpose of Zazen.